I guess, how long have you been in the business, and how did it all get started for you?
Well, it all got started for me. My parents started this business as new immigrants to this country, and they became butchers and started their own business. 1955, if I recall correctly, that the year I was born is the year we started our family business.
I guess, what's your relationship with local farmers and stuff, like with the beef producers of Norfolk County?
We have a very good working relationship with the beef producers of the surrounding area. Some of these customers have been suppliers for second and third generation already. So we deal not totally exclusively, but near, I would say 99% local.
How do you run such a successful business? Obviously, it's been around for so long. I mean, you're not like in a busy downtown Toronto metropolis, but still you keep swapping. So you just get swapped when you walked in here. How did you keep busy and that successful?
We try to teach people, or try to treat people with honesty and fairness, fair pricing, and good service. We try to produce a good product, fairly priced, and complement it with good service. And that seems to bring people, no matter where you go, what industry you find, service and fair pricing will return to people. A quality product with good service.
What would you say to someone who is looking for what's the next stage of their life, and they maybe want to get into this kind of business? What would you say to them?
Be prepared to work. be prepared to work. It is not a get wealthy industry by any means, because it is the food industry. But in the same token, we always keep in mind that that people do have to eat. So as long as your consumer, your customers, treated fairly, the longevity of your business will respectably be there.
So how does it work with the beef producers? Do they come here, they drop off a carcass, then you do everything else? How does that work once the cow gets here?
Well, we have a begin to finish operation. I mean, we have a livestock comes here, it's slaughtered, processed, and retailed through the front. Like I often joke and say that it walks in the back and it walks out the front. It walks in the back with four legs, and walks out the front with just two legs as the consumer purchases it.
And the importance for someone to come and buy stuff local.
Well, we obviously the community patronizes us, so we patronize the community. We deal with local producers, like I've stated earlier, kind of thing. Also, we can assure them, we can take people in and show them what we do, especially on larger orders or something, that they're invited to be here when we prepare it. I mean, you've got to garb up your hairnet, your white coats and such, and you're invited to be here. We highly promote education in what we do so that consumer can understand it further. Most people are totally ignorant of what goes on in establishments such as this. So when we educate these people, it's not only for their betterment, but it's also for our betterment, so they can fully understand as to how we achieve at our pricing, how we achieve the quality product, or how we produce the quality products that we work with, type of thing.
Anything else you want to add about the industry, about what you do, that you think people might be interested in?
Well, I would like to think that somewhere along the way in our industry, there's a promise and a future for it. I mean, during the several years of COVID that we had here, it did show society how important we were as not only a food provider, but as an industry which the public had to turn to us, which we greatly appreciated, obviously, and we hope to retain that customer base, and we'll do our utmost to do that.